through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all the perils and dangers of this night. Well, that prayer has tremendous significance when you're alone, and you've been alone for many years, you're sitting in darkness, and the shutters on the window, both day and night, and then you see a little beam of light come into the room, and gradually that beam of light illuminates the room, and you say to yourself, hold on, light is stronger than darkness.
Jesus was available for people, and he went into unusual situations. And priests should be out everywhere in the parish. It's the balance. It's not easy at all. It's a dangerous job.
And you're dealing with people on the streets and coming to your front door all the time.
It's immensely important that local authorities have the option of being able to do that. Whether they decide to do that or not, it's a matter for them. But the Church of England and also other religions have been an important part of civic life. And I think it is very important that we uphold that tradition. I don't think you welcome other faiths into this country by suppressing Christianity.
I think most people in Britain do pray at times of importance. They're not necessarily praying in church, but in times of crisis, people naturally pray. Nothing lasts except the grace of God by which I
stand in Jesus. Do you have to go to church and read the Bible to be considered Christian?
You don't have to, but it helps. Yeah. And if you think of a coal fire or a log fire, for example, and it's burning nicely, if you take one of those logs out and just put it on the grate, it will burn for a bit, but soon it will go out because it's not in the warmth with the others.
We're born with that curiosity, aren't we? And it's how, as parents and grandparents and godparents, we kind of foster that.
I think that's crucial. So it's within the family, but I think schools as well. I love going into both primary and secondary schools. And I do a short talk and then a Q&A. And the young children usually intermingle personal questions like, how old are you? Or why are you carrying that stick and things? With really deep questions like, what was God doing before he made the world? Nothing lasts except the grace of God.
Any agreements I might have seemed to make about singing, I'm reneging on immediately.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It's definitely the best way for everybody's sake, it's best.
What a difference a day makes. That's what you're going to sing for us.
Just a few little hours.
See, there we go!
There you go! Oh! It just bubbled up from within me. Already my producer, Heather, is holding her head outside. It's a bad idea.
Heather was just telling me she's forgotten her breakfast, so she's in a bad mood.
Well,
so
she's got
a sugar crash.
I wouldn't say a bad mood, but no. Certainly tetchy. And but with the best plans in the world, the best laid plans, Heather thought in advance and put her breakfast in the car ready to bring this morning, which is much more organised than I would ever
be. Very good, yeah.
And then used a different car to come to work.
Yes, not great.
So she knows the exact whereabouts of her breakfast. That's what's perhaps more frustrating than anything.